Part 3. Questions 32 through 34 refer to the following conversation.
Hi, this is Peter Evans. This morning I used your website to book tickets for a show at your concert hall in October.
Just a moment. Yes, I have your reservation. Is there anything else you need?
Well, I just read the confirmation that came in my email, and the number of tickets was incorrect. I purchased 3 tickets, but the confirmation is only for 2.
Oh, that's odd. Well, I can fix that for you right away. And since it must have been a problem with our site, I'll give you a 10% discount on your 3rd ticket.
Number 32. What kind of business is the man calling? Number 33. What problem does the man mention? Number 34. What does the woman offer the man as an apology? Questions 35 through 37 refer to the following conversation. Hi, Bella. I heard that you and your work crew have been busy cleaning all the empty offices on the 5th floor. Is it going well?
Definitely. In fact, I'd say we're ahead of schedule.
That's great. The reason I asked is that our CEO just told me that the air conditioning units and telephones are going to be installed tomorrow. Is there any chance you'll be done before then?
Oh, then that just gives us one day to finish. I guess I can ask my work crew to stay late this evening to wrap everything up. Then the offices will be ready for the technicians arriving tomorrow.
I'd really appreciate that. Thanks. Number 35. What project are the speakers discussing? Number 36. What will happen tomorrow? Number 37. What will the woman ask her work crew to do? Questions 38 through 40 refer to the following conversation.
Excuse me, I think my company parking permit must have fallen out of my handbag at some point. Did anyone hand one in here at the security desk?
Oh, I just got here 5 minutes ago. Where do you think it might have fallen out of your bag?
Well, I used it when I arrived for work at 8:30 this morning, and then I thought I put it in my bag. It could be anywhere, really.
I think the best thing to do is to give me your name and number. Then I can give you a call if it turns up anywhere.
Number 38. What problem is the woman having? Number 39. What does the man imply when he says,
I just got here 5 minutes ago.
Number 40. What does the man ask the woman to do? Questions 41 through 43 refer to the following conversation with 3 speakers. Hi, Arnold. Here is the list of job candidates coming in for interviews this afternoon. Is the conference room ready for us to use?
Yes, I just need to get hold of all of the candidates' resumes and application forms. I think the human resources manager still has them.
Right. I'm calling her now. Elizabeth, I'm in the conference room with Arnold. We still need to get the forms for the candidates before they arrive.
Oh, of course. But I was just about to take a break for lunch.
We'd be happy to join you for lunch somewhere, and then we can get the documents from you.
Great. I was just planning to head to the cafeteria. Can you meet me there? I'll make sure I bring everything you need.
Number 41. What are the men trying to do? Number 42. Who is the woman? Number 43. What does the woman ask the men to do? Questions 44 through 46 refer to the following conversation.
Good morning. I'd like to make an appointment to have some viruses removed from my laptop. Can I bring it in sometime today?
I'm afraid our technicians have no time available today, and we're closed on Sundays. We could fit you in on Monday at around noon.
That's during my lunch break, but I need to be back at my office by 1 p.m. at the latest.
It won't take more than 30 minutes.
Well, I don't want to risk being late, as I have an important meeting that day. I'd better just wait until next weekend.
That will work, too. How about 10 a.m. on Saturday?
That will be perfect. Thanks. See you then.
Number 44. What is the purpose of the man's call? Number 45. What does the woman imply when she says,
"It won't take more than 30 minutes"?
Number 46. What does the man decide to do? Questions 47 through 49 refer to the following conversation.
It's great that you finally have the chance to see the apartment for yourself. The pictures online don't really do it justice.
I think I'll love it. I'm especially excited about the open space on the rooftop. I've always wanted to keep a garden, and it should be a good spot for one.
I think that's a wonderful idea. Now, I know this residential area is a bit far from downtown, but that means it's quieter too.
Oh, I don't mind. My brother actually lives around here, so I can see him more often.
Fantastic. And one last thing. These leases are actually for 24 months, which is longer than a typical agreement.
Number 47. What does the man like about the apartment building? Number 48. What does the man say about his brother? Number 49. What does the woman point out about the rental agreement? Questions 50 through 52 refer to the following conversation. Hello, Kyungmi. Today will be your first day on your own in Fleet Fox Courier's Eastern Distribution Center. Do you have any questions before you start?
The past week of training covered a lot, but I'm still unsure of how to sort international deliveries. How do I do it again?
Oh, it really isn't any different from domestic deliveries. Scan them as you normally would, but just be sure to place them on conveyor belt C.
That's easy enough. I'm all set then.
You'll do fine. And if you need to know anything else, just ask Daniel in the next station. He's worked here for a while. Number 50. Where do the speakers most likely work? Number 51. What does the woman ask about? Number 52. According to the man, how can the woman receive additional information? Questions 53 through 55 refer to the following conversation.
Good morning. Thanks for calling Sirius Digital Solutions. How can I help?
Hi, my name is Benjamin Stark. I need someone to create a new website for my business, and I heard your firm can produce great results.
I certainly aim to please my clients. What type of site are you hoping for?
Well, I'm hiring several new salespeople to draw more customers to my business. But in order to meet the increased demand, I'll need to create a fully functional online store instead of just distributing traditional catalogs. Do you think you could handle that?
No problem. But online stores can be fairly complicated projects. Let's meet at my office so that we can talk about all the details in person. Would 4 p.m. this Thursday suit you?
Number 53. who most likely is the woman? Number 54. What does the man want to hire employees to do? Number 55. Why will the man most likely visit the woman's office? Questions 56 through 58 refer to the following conversation.
Jeremy, what's going on with the payroll system at your branch? I heard that the monthly payslips for around 50 of your employees were handed out 2 days late.
The problem is with our staff database. The current system uses outdated computers, so there are often errors when calculating employee work hours. I had to manually calculate work hours for those employees because the system crashed again.
Oh, well, has anything been done to avoid a similar situation in the future?
Yes, we're finally getting new computers installed this week. I just purchased them this morning.
I'm glad to hear that. And I'd appreciate it if you could email the receipts for those to head office this afternoon.
No problem. I'll get them to you by 4 p.m. Number 56. According to the man, what caused some payslips to be distributed late? Number 57. What action will be taken to prevent any similar problems? Number 58. What will the man do this afternoon? Questions 59 through 61 refer to the following conversation with three speakers. Welcome to this tour of Everglade Fruit Orchard. I'll be showing you how we choose the very best fruits and discard those that aren't quite good enough. Now, before we begin, does anyone have any questions?
Yes, I was wondering if we can purchase some fruit at the end of the tour.
Some of our fruits are only for distribution to retailers, but we will allow you to buy some of our apples.
Apples? That's what I was hoping to hear. Thanks.
Are there any more questions before we set off?
I heard this orchard employs over 100 people. What do they all do here?
Actually, we have more employees than any other orchard in the country. Most of them are involved with picking and packaging our fruit. Number 59. What will the visitors see on the tour? Number 60. What are the tour group members permitted to do? Number 61. What does the tour guide say the company is known for? Questions 62 through 64 refer to the following conversation and table.
I think we should move a little faster with our planning of the company's year-end banquet, Miguel. I received the full list of attendees from the head of personnel last evening, so we can go ahead and make a reservation somewhere.
Sounds great. So obviously we need to find a nice place that has a private dining room we can use for our event. I've narrowed it down to this list of four options.
Well, I've eaten at Willow before, and the food was excellent. But there will be more than 40 employees attending the banquet. We'll need a private dining room that can accommodate everyone. So let's reserve the biggest one.
You're right. I'll let you figure out the best date for the meal. Then I'll send a memo to our staff and let them know the plan.
Number 62. What information about the meal did the woman receive yesterday? Number 63. Look at the graphic. Which restaurant do the speakers choose? Number 64. What does the man say he will take care of? Questions 65 through 67 refer to the following conversation and diagram.
Hi, James. I think you and I and the other committee members at our tennis club need to have a meeting. We need to discuss potential replacements for Matthew Anderson since he's moving overseas next month.
Good idea. But it's going to be hard to replace him. Matthew's been with us for a long time. We'll need someone who really understands all the finances involved with running our tennis club.
Yes, but I think we have some suitable individuals among our current members. Can you advertise the position to everyone?
Sure. I'll start by designing a poster that we can put up in club headquarters. Number 65. What type of club do the speakers most likely belong to? Number 66. Look at the graphic. Which position is being discussed? Number 67. What will the man do next? Questions 68 through 70 refer to the following conversation and price list.
Welcome back to the Tricor Fitness Center.
Thanks. Here's my membership ID.
I noticed you haven't signed up for any of our additional services yet. Our new meal planning program has become very popular.
Actually, I want to join the yoga class.
Oh, fantastic. It starts at 6 o'clock and ends at 7. The instructor always makes healthy juice for everyone in the evening after class, so plan to stick around a bit longer, maybe until around 7:15.
That sounds fine. Will my name be on a list or something?
That's right. Just show the instructor any piece of ID with your name on it.
Number 68. Look at the graphic. How much will the woman pay for a service? Number 69. What does the man say about the evening? Number 70. What does the man say the woman will need to show?